Well, it is Trinity Sunday, so I've prepared for you a very brief 45-minute lecture on the Trinity. Yes, I am joking. If you want to hear that, see me after church. I could probably come up with something. Actually, I don't want to focus on the Trinity this morning. I mean, there's a lot in both of these readings that are worthy of sermons. But what sort of hit me this week with the combination of both these readings from Isaiah, the call of Isaiah, and then Paul's telling the Romans about our obligation and how we are children, what occurred to me is in these readings we get this double-pronged God reaching out to us and our response to God. Now, God always acts first in the most generous, loving, incredibly overwhelming, unimaginable way. God reaches out to us. But we're also reminded today of what our response hopefully might be. And both these motions, I think, are summed up in two words from these readings. The first is the word heir, H-E-I-R. The second is the word here. We are heirs, and here we are. Let's start with this idea that we are heirs. And let me step back a bit. First of all, we're reminded by Paul that we are all children of God. Each one of us, all of us, no exception, we are children of God. Now, that's amazing enough in and of itself. But what's really amazing is we are not just children, we are adopted children. Adopted, not natural born children of God, because by nature we turn away from God. We don't do what God wants us to. And yet God says, I will adopt you as my children. Now, I've always found it amazing enough as someone single without kids, that anyone takes care of any children. You know, that to me is amazing enough. But, you know, genetically we're disposed, I guess that's the right word, to take care of our biological children. That's in our genes. Here is our blood, our kin, no matter how obnoxious they are, we're supposed to take care of them. I'm always doubly amazed by those who say, I'm going to take care of children that are no relation to me. I'm going to adopt them or be a foster parent and take care of children that I have no real connection to. To me, that's almost miraculous. But that's what God says to us. I adopt you. I will treat you as my own children, as I treat my own son, Jesus Christ. And if that's not incredible enough, then Paul reminds us we aren't just children or even adopted children, we are heirs. Think about that for a second. We are heirs of God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? Everything. Everything that is God's is ours to inherit. We are heirs. And maybe it's worth pointing out, and we all are going to get an equal share. Okay? No favorites here. We are heirs to God's kingdom. Everything. Everything that is given to Christ is given to us. We are equal heirs with Christ, set to inherit everything that is God's, the entirety of the kingdom. And not just the physical kingdom, but the spiritual kingdom. All those great fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, hope, peace, mercy, they're ours. Ours to inherit. And not because we are such wonderful children, but because God is such a wonderful parent. We are heirs of God's kingdom. Now, will we respond to that incredible, generous outpouring of love from God? This is what Isaiah is faced with in the passage I read from the 6th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah is given this vision of God's kingdom, the Lord on his throne. And it's so miraculous and amazing that Isaiah says, "Uh-oh, what a miserable person I am. I don't deserve to even see this." And yet that seraph comes flying down, touches his mouth with coal, and says, "Your guilt is removed. Your sin is forgiven. You are a child of God, an adopted child of God, an heir of God's kingdom." And then the Lord says, "Oh, and by the way, we need someone to go and do some work for us. I wonder who we can get to go." And I can hardly read that passage without a couple of gulps in it. You know, I just imagine Isaiah kind of going, "I'm here." You know, and first maybe he even looks behind him. Who's, you know, anyone else here? No one. "I'm here. Send me." "Here I am, Lord. Send me. Send me, because I know all that you have done for me already. I know the incredible gifts you have already given me. I know the incredible gifts that await me as an heir to your kingdom. And Lord, I know you need someone to do this work, whatever work it may be, wherever it may be. So Lord, here I am. Send me." That's our response. That's what the confirmation class was just doing, responding by saying, "You know what? There's work to be done. God has blessed us. Here we are. Send us." Did you know that's what you were saying? Sort of? Okay. Yeah, they were saying, "We're committed to this. We want to be. We are choosing to be part of this kingdom. We are choosing to accept this inheritance." And it's the choice given to each one of us. How will you respond to this incredible gift of God's love and grace and God's entire kingdom? So I invite you this week to be looking for those moments when God might be tapping you on the shoulder and saying, "Hey, there's a little work to be done over there." And I invite you, even if you're feeling a little weak and unworthy and uncertain, to be able to say, "Okay, here I am. Send me. I'll do my best." And thus it is that we do God's work, not to earn our inheritance, it's already ours, but to try our best to live up to it. Here we are. Amen.